Eric slept little that night, we're told, because I guess he's nervous about the next day. But smartly, and again, a recurring theme in this material, they go to church. And so the people who are victorious usually tie nightly prowess together with faith. And when they later, when they go to his lands, when they go to see his father, when they first get there, they don't go after they greet, the father greets them. If you remember, they don't go right to the castle. First they go to church, and then they go to the castle. And so this kind of being confessed, seeing the importance of religion, is important for success of the great knight. The maiden dresses him, kind of serves as his squire on page 10. And then they set off toward the competition grounds, or whatever. It's never made particularly clear to me, anyway. And everybody's impressed when they see Eric and the maiden ride by. They think, well, you know, he's got a great knight, and she is definitely worthy of the claim of being the most beautiful. The other night when he comes, how does he ride? He rides with arrogance. So we're back to that pridefulness, and pride comes before the fall. And so, you know, these words, vicious, arrogance, furious, we can start writing down words. If you want to say negative things about people, you know, stockpile these words and apply them to them. Of course, there's going to have to be a challenge here, because each is going to tell their maiden to take the hawk. And then they get into kind of garbage talking the two knights here.